Just a quick reminder who's on the finance team. There's Flick, James, Rupert and myself. Monthly finance reports go to trustees and COFO and the finance group meet every 3 months and more so around about the end of the year when there's budget setting. First slide will be this one here, which is about total unrestricted income. So I'm just going to be reporting on unrestricted income, which is money that's coming in that's not tied to a particular purpose. General giving, I guess you might want to call it. So from the top down, we're showing the 2014 unrestricted income of just under, well, nearly 251,000. 2015, two one and a half. And for this year, the income came in at 225,000. Budget for next year is at 231,660. Just a couple of things to note. First of all, that the 2014 figures included some four one-off gifts at the end of the year, which came to 17,500 plus gift aid. And there was also venue hire income. That was the first year we did, and that was about 13K. So it looks a lot, but there's some reasons for it. The other thing to mention is, I guess, that the budgeting for 2017 is showing a 3% increase on 2016 actuals. Our next slide is just delving into 2016 income. And so as I said, we came in at 225,000, which is up by about 3,500. Now one thing I need to say behind that is that actually our general giving at 156,000 is down by 8K. Certainly towards the end of the year, the trend was for the income to be coming down. So that's got our attention. That's one thing to note. Another feature for this year is the income we've had through hall hire. So that's 10K from the festival hall hire. But interestingly enough, without an awful lot of effort in terms of advertising marketing, there's been about 6K of non-festival let income. And Inca, to a large degree, has managed that. She's done really well at that. There's nothing in particular I want to say about that. It's interesting because I actually changed that. I think I changed that because I thought we were going to run from there. So I changed it to red. So if you just imagine the yellow is red and it's really, really clear. So you may be thinking, gosh, that's really clear. That's a great choice of color that is. It's my favorite color, actually. Unrestricted expenditure coming in at 226,000, which is, what's that? It's about 2.7 up on last year, which is mainly, the main movement there has been buildings. I probably want to say two things, one about building, one about maybe staffing. You've got the sheets, which you hopefully picked up, which will give you more detail for all these figures. So first of all, in building, I think one of the things that's interesting for me anyway is that our finances have been pretty tight over a number of years, and we've just been chewing our way through various parts of the buildings to try and upgrade them, and that's just continued. So there's not been any great push for funds to move things along, but we've tried with the funds we've got to chew our way along. So you'll notice that the, for example, in the foyer, that's been repainted at the end of the year. No new changes in color, so some of you may not have noticed it at all. Small hall has been repainted. These pillars have been redone. You'll have seen some work on the ladies' loo through phase one through the year, and on the back of some of the problems with the men's loos, we've just decided to go back and finally do the phase two work on the ladies' loo. And then just looking at staffing, I just kind of feel as important, just in case you don't know who is actually employed. So in the office, we've got Inca, is working 3.5 days, Stephen for 1 day, Lowe 1.5 days, myself 2.5, and 2.5. Justin is a youth worker 2 days, Kirsty 1.5 days, and there's Rupert and Colin. And as he's already mentioned, there's no student worker. Cleaners, we've got Adam, Katrina, Simon, and it was Grace at the early part of the year. I suppose it's a bit like a summary here. We've got the top part is 2016, and then the bottom part in blue is 2017. So it's budgeted figures and our actual figures for 2016. And they have come down to the budget was for a 4K loss, which is going to be covered by a designated fund of 4K, just in case we needed it. But actually, the result is that we've got a deficit of just over 1K, which is fair enough. I've already alluded a little bit to 2017, so our income there is 231,660, which is a 3% increase on 2017, and our expenditures matching it, so we're looking at a budget of break-even during the year. Last slide is just to surprise you, of course it's a new slide. It's called a reserve summary slide, and it's trying to give you a flavour for the distribution or allocation of the funds that we've got. So of the 63,000, which is more or less what we have in the bank after we've taken account debtors and creditors, and this is sort of the spread of that allocation of the 63,000. So going maybe from the top right all the way around, so of that 18,000 is restricted. So money's been coming in for a particular reason, whether it's Africa Fund, for example, or whatever. In fact, on the handout that you had, there is on the back page a whole list of the restricted funds that this covers. And going round, we've got, maybe we should end there, I suppose. Maybe we'll go anti-clockwise, won't we? We'll go anti-clockwise. 30,000 for wind-up and contingency. The building has been depleted because we've been using it. Just over 2,000 of strategic investments for anything we just feel that would come under the banner of strategic investments, I suppose. That was clear, wasn't it? That was snappy stuff, that was. And then remember the poor, so there's a fund there, about £4,000 to give away when we kind of feel that there's something particular to do. We already have a regular fund of doing that, but this was to create something that would be maybe a little bit more ongoing, a little bit more intentional doesn't seem quite the right word, but it kind of felt like maybe something slightly different. And I think I alluded to this fund previously. There's a future year deficits fund of 4K, just to give us a bit of leeway if we do feel that things are slipping, that we're actually heading for a loss. And that's what's left here is this about 5K. This is like our operational free funds to give us a bit of wiggle room on day to day or within a 1 year. So that's the sort of distribution of the 63K. So I think that's pretty fairly new, but we have a reserves policy in place. And this in part, I suppose, is trying to keep us fairly broad-minded, that there's certain emphases that we want to give. We want to pay attention to the poor, we want to pay attention to the fabric of the building, we want to pay attention to strategic developments. We need to have a spread. Maybe at certain points there is some emphasis, but we're interested in a spread of focuses, or is it foci? I'm not really sure, but and that's our slides. So I'll stop there.